time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
The gospel for the 23rd of September, the 25th Sunday in Ordinary Time, is about the corrupt official who tries to bribe his subordinates so they may take him into their protection once he's fired. Now, we have to remember that when Jesus is telling a parable, it has only one point. And don't try to say, well, Jesus is endorsing this sort of behavior. He's not at all. Point in the parable is that corrupt officials are very shrewd in the way they steal money, whereas we who are the followers of Jesus are not all shrewd about how agile we should be to respond to the overwhelming and forgiving love of God. Once upon a time, there was an eighth grader who was a great, great quarterback. Everyone said he'd be varsity in his sophomore year in high school. He was so good. They even said that when he graduated from high school, he might go to Notre Dame and be in the varsity there as a freshman. Well, the kid was really good, all right. But maybe we should say he thought there was more important things to do with the summer than weight training and practice the first week in August. And maybe he was right. He was, everybody said, just a little bit lazy. But maybe he had a different set of values. I don't know. He wanted to play football, but he figured he was good enough that he could take summer off and still play. So he didn't show up the first week in August or any week in August. When the school started, he finally wandered down to the practice field, and the coach saw him. He said, "Get out of here. You're not part of this team. We don't want you." "Well, why?" said the quarterback. "Hey, let me throw the ball." And he threw a pass 35 yards down the field, right into the hands of one of their receivers. "See, I'm still pretty good at it." The coach said, "I don't care how good a passer you are. You didn't come to August practice, and you can't play on the football team." Well, the kid couldn't quite figure that out. But he said to his girlfriend, he said, "You know, if I had to do all over, I'd do the same thing again. August is too nice to waste it on football practice." And somehow or the other, I am repeating here another story.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.